This is the Wells Cast with Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh my God. Okay. God. Oh my God. Okay. This is like my first time hosting a podcast about myself. I normally host it with AJ and Renee from Pretty Messed Up. But hey guys, my name is Cheryl Burke and I'm here hosting this week's The Hills Cast, filling in for Wells because he's currently, I guess, at an undisclosed location working on a TV project. So we'll be discussing all things The Hills and Siesta Key. And I am so excited because one of our guests today is a really good friend of mine. Caroline D'Amore is back, and I just cannot believe I haven't seen you since my wedding in 2019. It's been like over 2 years, and your whole life has changed since then. So, hi.
Hi. I know. It's been so crazy, and I'm so just like, I miss you. I reach out to you, though, and I'm like, I miss you.
Yeah, happy belated birthday. I'm such a bad friend.
Thank you. You are terrible.
I know. I really am. Ever since, you know, this new married life thing has really just swept me off my feet. So
I know.
I can't believe you're a reality star.
I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. I'm on a TV show with some really amazing people. And I'm navigating these waters somehow.
How is it? So are you friends with these people or is it like a forced type thing?
So some of the people I am actually genuine friends with, and some people I just don't like align.
Totally.
With.
No, by the way, I know I've watched, like I just did a binge watch of the season and definitely Carol, I was like, wait a second.
How do I fit in? We're friends,
but
no, it's so true. It's like, I even asked that of like, of MTV and of people like, how do I fit in? You know what I mean? But you know what?
Adina, you fit in though.
Caitlin, Ashley and Jason, like all like just super authentic, real, genuine people like
yeah,
you.
I see that.
And they're just people that I think are really fabulous and have amazing, you know, genuine stories to tell. And
yes, absolutely. And so do you, by the way. Like I can't believe you're single. Like I actually still haven't talked to you about your divorce or about like you being newly single. How is that? Was that weird during the pandemic or
how weird that we swapped lives? Like when we were hanging out all the time,
you were only married.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It's been really obviously trying, but I know that has been the case for everybody through COVID, but add a divorce on top of it all was really, intense, you know, it was really intense. And we've gotten through all the rough patches, which is so far, which is really great. And I started all over from scratch in every way possible. And I'm just really grateful that I was able to maintain a really good relationship with my ex. We're actually like super close.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know
that.
What?
And yeah, your little Bella.
Yeah, my little Bella. She's just the sweetest, cutest thing ever.
So this is your new place, right? Like, so you started from like scratch. And
yeah.
So how was it like adjusting and just like, obviously you've been working your ass off with Pizza Girl and just like everything about it, right? And I just love you so much for your hustle and I admire that. And like, you're always dropping something off at my house and I'm loving every single second of it. Please send more.
Yeah, of course.
So was this kind of like a segue, I guess, into you needed to promote it and you're like, why not take this opportunity to be a part of, you know, The Hills? You know,
absolutely.
How we all have our side stuff, right, happening. So
absolutely. Listen, I looked at it like, okay, I am a businesswoman, first and foremost. And that's why when you said reality star, I was like, oh my God, I can't even wrap my head around that.
That's a businesswoman though. That's part of the business.
No, 100%. And I was actually just watching, I'm forgetting her name right now, but the woman who created Spanx, I was watching her masterclass.
Yes, I love masterclass.
She even said in it, she was like, mm-hmm. if you have a chance to be on a TV show, go.
Sarah.
Do it. And I was like, all right. So, you know, I'm going to do this. And, I knew a lot of the people, so I thought it would be a lot easier than it ended up being. And I was really grateful that MTV really cared about the entrepreneurial side of my life. I was scared at first that it was going to be just about drama and just about that, but they really want to show, a woman who is starting from nothing and starting from scratch and really doing
it on her
own.
Super relatable. Yeah.
Right. And that was something that I was really grateful for. And I really like, I really thank, you know, MTV and mm-hmm. Evolution for like caring about that.
Yeah.
That story.
I love how they're like easing you into it. You know, they're not like forcing you into the cast. They right. showed you in the beginning and I was like, wait, I would like a little bit more. And then like the last episode. So let's just talk. Okay.
Dive
let's just
in,
get down and dirty because I'm okay. finding out new things about my friend and I just need to hear it from your mouth.
Okay.
What's going on with you and Caitlin? Like, was that a real thing or was that scripted?
So here's the thing, like, and everybody knows it, like in reality television, your feelings and your emotions are real. And
yes.
sometimes you have to repeat things. And sometimes, you know, you have to be put in a situation where, you know, but for the most part, 90% of it all is real.
Totally. It's exaggerated maybe, but it's real. Yeah.
But yeah, but it's so real. You know what I mean? So I think you've known that I've had and I could go either way.
Yeah. I mean, like you knew me back in my party days and totally. I think, but then I would just
hit on you a couple times in my life.
I didn't want to be the one to say it. And I was going to, that was my next question. Like, weren't you in love with me, Caroline? But I was getting a little jealous for a second there. But yeah. But like, you so know, I've been sober for 2 years, so this is like different. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah, yeah. No, I fully get it. no, it's true. Like I've always been like a fluid thinking human. And I use that word because it just makes sense to me. Like I just can kind of like, it's about energy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It really is for me. And, I have ended up with men more often, obviously because I do feel like a lot of it was societal pressure and, you know, just being told that you've, made it or you are accepted if you mm-hmm. are married with children to a man, you know, growing up.
And your family, what do they think?
I haven't talked to my dad since that aired.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't know I'm a little
sorry.
I just kind of wanted to be authentic and be myself and and I don't know really
is it awkward with you and Caitlin or
actually no we are
okay, good.
So it got awkward obviously like for a minute but she's such a good human being and like we had so many off camera nights together, like moments together that we just like kind of went through it and, ended up and she's right. You know, and she had done the same thing. Like when she got out of her relationship, she immediately, you know, fell in love with like a friend who was a female who also had certain feelings. You know what I mean? Like you kind of just like, sorry, I shouldn't be speaking for somebody else, but she's related to me. You know what I mean? In a lot of ways.
Yeah. No, totally.
And, it makes sense. You feel comfortable. You're bonded. Mm-hmm. It's like a real deep friendship. And, she's obviously beautiful and like so hilarious and just makes me laugh. And, I think it was just more about a genuine friendship and connection than anything.
Totally.
And actually she just announced, you know, her,
yes,
her
I know.
Pregnancy.
Did you? So wait, I'm confused. Cause like, was she pregnant during the show?
So nobody knew.
You didn't even know.
I didn't even know. No, I find out on the show. Yeah.
But like, did you know she was into somebody?
Yeah. So it's an interesting, I did because I actually was I actually introduced them.
Oh. Was that after she was like, sorry, no.
Yeah, basically. He's an amazing human being and they're so perfect for each other.
That's awesome.
I'm kind of one of those people that I see things that are like good for people. And I'm just like one of those kind of connectors. And she actually
You're
told me one night. Yeah, totally. In a lot of different ways, business wise, I've connected, mm-hmm. you know, managers mm-hmm. with clients and just people. I love doing that. I love connecting people that I think are going to really like work out together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, they want to keep their personal life private, you know?
Yeah.
And I respect that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So moving on.
Okay.
How much booze do you drink on this show?
Way too much. Honestly,
how many bottles of champagne have you guys popped, do you think?
Lots of champagne. I don't really love champagne, so I go straight for the hard stuff.
I remember.
Like, yeah, you remember. I go straight for the hard stuff.
You're my girl.
Yep, totally. We had so many nights together. Oh my
vodka
God.
Soda, please.
Yep, vodka soda, Tito's and lime. Yep. But I obviously nerves when you're on this show. Mm-hmm. It's like very scary, and there's people there that do have it out for you for no freaking reason. And I definitely. Like who? You're look at you. I feel like there are some people that just, I mean, listen, last night was the first episode that I was in, and then Heidi and Spencer go to Us Weekly and say, last night was the worst episode ever. And it was a good portion of Caroline, you know?
You think so, for sure? You think like for sure it was directed at you?
I mean, what else could it, it feels really mean, you know what I mean? And then for them to say that it should be recast for next season.
Maybe it was because they felt like they weren't in it. So they had a little FOMO.
Maybe, but like, I just feel like, aren't we all just in this because we all want a successful TV show? And I do not feel that from them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been a really uphill battle for me to be a part of this show. And I contribute a lot of that to the way that they personally treated me. You know, there were times when I would try to get up and speak or whatever. And, you know, they'd say things like, oh, you're just trying to get into a scene. Like, isn't that what we're doing here? You know what I mean? Like, I'm so confused. Like,
so you weren't friends with them prior to this then? It was kind of like,
I mean, we were, it's, they are in a different
headspace.
So I feel like one of the first things that that Spencer said to me a while back was that I chose the wrong alliance. And it was about a friendship that I had made in the show. He just came up to me, and when I first came on, he was like, you chose the wrong alliance. And I was like, hold on, like, not even cameras around. Is this, what is this? You know,
what's the difference? Like, what alliance is he specifically talking about? Caitlin?
I became friends with Caitlin. And he immediately was like, you chose the wrong alliance. And I was like, alliance, like, we are humans.
Yeah, this is
like
not a
I'm
cult.
A human.
Yeah.
This is not like a cult. Yeah. This is not like. Some,
but by the way, are you friends with Brody? Didn't Brody like bully you back in the day?
No, he did not bully me. He was like a brother. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he was totally like a brother. And I was best friends with his little sister, Jordan. And we were like the kids that would get the noogies. And I honestly, I had said something. I guess I got the nickname because I mentioned his nickname in front of a bunch of people, and he was like,
wait,
oh,
what's
you're
the
talk
nickname
about-
again? What's the nickname?
Oh, my nickname was Lucy. Lucy. It was after the first ever smallest baseball head human on
that
the planet.
That is so rude.
But it was kind of, you know what? Kids are mean.
Wait, what was his nickname?
I'm not going there.
Come on.
No way. You will not.
Caroline,
you
I text
will,
you if I, you were any questions you didn't want me to ask. You're like, I'm an open book.
I'm an open
book
about myself.
No, I'm kidding. You don't have to.
No, I'm an open book about myself.
Totally.
I love Brody. Brody's been a friend of mine, a genuine friend of mine for a really long time. And I love his mother, Linda. I love that whole family.
Is he upset that you're good friends with Caitlin or no? He was totally cool.
No, he loves Caitlin. They have a really good friendship. And honestly, they should be an example to people that, you know, separate, move on, realize they're not right for each other, and then stay cool. You know what I mean? He really does want the best for her.
You know what I was kind of feeling was when Caitlin, you guys were in San Diego, right? And Brody brought this girl, and I feel like Caitlin may have already moved on with this new guy, because like the reaction, like I would be really pissed if that happened to me, right? Like I wouldn't be able to like be calm, but I wonder, you know?
I think it was more about
if
like
her heart was somewhere else.
I think it might have been for sure, but I also think that it was more on like a friend level. Like you should have told me like as a friend, not like her as like she still has feelings for him. You know what
totally.
I mean?
Yeah.
So that's probably what you picked up on.
Let's talk about Pizza Girl.
Okay.
Girlfriend.
Let's do it. It's my favorite thing to talk about.
So your sauce, right? You're amazing. Three sauces, right? You have?
Yep. I have a marinara, a vodka, and an arrabbiata right now.
Okay. Amazing. And I love the vodka. The vodka is my favorite. So you're selling right now in Gelson's. Is that correct?
I am. We just started. Gelson's was the first supermarket to say, yes, here we go. We're on the shelves. We will be on the shelves at all the Bristol farms in August. And I just got 65 Whole Foods in like the California area. So we'll be there in September.
Congratulations. So how was all of this during the pandemic? Was it like a struggle just to keep everything going, or?
It was the biggest struggle of my life career-wise. It was like, I had no funding. I had no backing. Obviously I lost everything in the divorce and ended up
what do you mean you lost everything?
You know, you have to kind of, it's either, here's what I realized in a divorce, and if I can give any advice to anybody getting a divorce out there, it's definitely like, go the mediation route, try to be friends as best as you can, because lawyers don't care about your bank account. Lawyers don't want you to have a resolution. These lawyers just want you to keep fighting because their bill keeps going up. And there was a moment when Bobby and I looked at each other and like, we were taking out loans to do this fight. It was so bad to like fight over what, like a pizza restaurant and the name Pizza Girl that had just started. You know what I mean? So it became like, we knew right off the bat, custody wasn't an issue. He's an amazing father. I'm a great mother. We both know that. So 50-50 off the bat. But when it came to these little things, it was like the lawyers get in your head, right? And they just try to like go, well, he said this and this and that. It's such a game it's a mess. So finally,
especially in California, right? Like there's certain, like you had no idea about any of it or something.
Oh my God, it's so bad. They don't help you at all. Like the legal system is garbage out here. So don't get married out here. It's so bad. So they just like let you go on and on and on and rack up these bills. And I was going into debt. He was going into debt and it was really scary. And finally we just like, I just picked up the phone and I was like, what is it going to take? Let's stop the bleeding. And I gave him the restaurant with, you know,
So you don't own D'Amore's? Oh my gosh. That's my favorite pizza.
I know. And I've moved on and it's actually really, it's going to be kind of, discussed on the hills, you know, so you'll see some of that, how I had to separate from my family business kind of say goodbye and move on for a lot of different reasons. My dad and like not being able to work with him and his wife was really stressful as well. So there was
a
lot of
dad and Bobby still work together
in a way. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Cool. How do you feel about that?
You know what? Listen, at the end of the day, he's Isabella's father and he'll always be a part of the family. And I'm happy that they have a nice, like, you know, nest bond. Egg. I want her a bond and a business that's going to continue to support them.
And Isabella when she gets older.
Exactly. And Isabella. And I knew that I had it in me to start over. I knew that I was actually kind of excited to like have a clean slate and start completely over. So I have that drive in me.
It must be hard to work with family too. You know, I had dance studios with my mother and I'm telling you that really killed us.
Oh, it's really, really hard. It's nearly impossible, but I do know that a lot of really big businesses grew out of the frustration of working with family members and being like, you, I'm moving on. And that's what I just did. And now I do feel like a lot of people who were not believing in me back in the day. And listen, I do know that because of my party girl past, it was like an uphill battle getting people to believe that I was capable of being the CEO of a big business and making it work. So I had a lot to prove. And I had to change my life. And
it's hard to shake off that reputation. I still have it.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's so hard. I actually just got the chills when you said that. I was like, oh my God, it's so hard.
I'm still that TMZ girl every morning that you'd wake up to.
Every single day. Yep. Oh my God. So bad. And you know, there's definitely some stuff I'm going to have to explain to Isabella, like some photos that she'll see one day, you know.
But anyway, I have some. I'm just kidding.
I'm sure you do, actually. I'm sure you have them like printed out in like a weird old box.
Yeah, right in my like weird album, like just Caroline Stalker. That's so great. So where did you get like these recipes? I heard it was like your grandma's old recipe. Is that right?
So my grandmother, she was such a good cook and she called the sauce gravy and she used the sauce on everything. So that's kind of my mentality. I'm telling people it's not just pasta sauce, right? You can cook all these different dishes in it. I'm making soups with it. I'm making, you know, chorizo breakfasts with it, like, yeah, with, you know, eggs on top. So good. So I'm just really kind of trying to spread the word and kind of be a disruptor in the space. It's very stale and old and male driven. So
and everyone wants a home cooked meal. You should come out with a cookbook.
Eventually.
Just like how to use your sauces, your pizza girl sauces with like what, you know, what combos, not just pasta.
Absolutely. I was thinking of a book that kind of is more of like a story of my life with different recipes as it goes, because there's just so many things that inspired, you know, different moments in my life.
What would the hills inspire? What dish would that be?
Oh boy. Well, there was a rumor that I assaulted one of the characters with a slice of pizza. Actually,
oh my God. You actually do. Yeah. I have seen you do that once before. No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, wait, have you? Oh my God.
You slap people with your like hot pizza.
Because this person, I won't name names, but I'm sure you can guess. This person went to the production company and said that Caroline assaulted me with a slice of pizza, trying to get me fired off the show. And I was thinking, I was like, how genius would that have been if I actually did something like that? Like smack somebody with, I'm like, that would make
sense.
My
sister says that I did that when she was a little girl, when we were traveling to Italy. She said I got so mad at her that I slapped her with a hot like piece of pizza, and it has traumatized her ever since. She just tells the story like almost weekly. And it's like, I feel so bad. That must have hurt. Can you imagine like a hot, like, hot cheese just being, and then like the sound and the splat of like whatever sauce that you use, and then like falling like this, like all down. It's amazing. It's actually a great weapon.
Hilarious.
You know, you should definitely do that for the upcoming season. Speaking of, is there going to be a season 3?
I don't know. Honestly, I mean, I have no idea. And, you know, according to Heidi and Spencer, the whole thing needs to be recast.
They're having their own spinoff, according to Heidi and Spencer. They have a spinoff coming out shortly.
Yeah. So I don't know if the show can survive without them. I mean,
are you
what
having
will we do?
Fun? Are you having fun?
You know what? For the most part, I have so much fun. Yes. It's a really great opportunity. I'm very grateful for it at the end of the day. I love the entire staff. I love everybody who works on the show. I actually just finished some interviews yesterday, and I brought like every single person sauce, and we're all just like shooting the shit and like having a really good time. Like the morale and the energy of everybody who works on the show is amazing. So those are the people I tend to like, have a really great time with. But like I said, there's a lot of cast members that will be friends for life. I'm so excited to meet Ashley and Jason's baby.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that is amazing. She just had her baby boy, right?
Yep. I was just talking to them this morning. I'm going up to Laguna, so I said maybe I'd stop by if they wanted me to and come see baby Wyatt.
How is it like with some, I know some cast members are sober, right? Is Brody actually sober?
I don't know. He was for most of the season. I don't know his like ins and outs. I'm sober again. I feel like a lot of people go, I can speak for myself and say that on the TV show, I'm more inclined to drink than off the TV show because,
you're nervous.
Yeah. You're nervous and you're in it and you need to like, you know,
numb out
that liquid coat and that liquid courage and just like be okay with what's happening. So, you know,
totally. And so I know you probably have shot like so much content, right? And they're only showing whatever that they're showing. And, what is like maybe a scene or something that you shot that you wish would have aired?
I don't know that I wish it would have aired because it was really mean, but I think that the very first night I ever walked on to be there, to be a part of the whole thing. I just remember Spencer coming up to me and saying something really mean, like, oh, Caitlin, I think he knew, people started knowing that maybe I had some feelings for her, that obviously we spent a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. So he said something really mean about like, you think you're like Miley or something. Like you think you're like someone that she's going to go up from there, not down from there, basically is what he said. Mm-hmm. So rude. And it was just like, she would never date you. We want her to date like a celebrity. You're a civilian or something like that.
When did they control who she dates?
I know. Well, they think they control everything, actually. The entire show.
Are they executive producers?
Who knows, honestly, at this point, I have no idea. I'm like, everybody's, you know.
That must be really hard, because like on Dancing with the Stars, when I know that like maybe I have some beef with another dancer, it makes everything so uncomfortable. Yeah. It makes everything so uncomfortable. And it's like, and then you start to like get, like I do at least, I start to get paranoid, like, oh, wait, is this a whole like thing happening? Is everyone against me? And then I'm like the result, and then I get eliminated, and I'm like, oh, for sure, it's because whatever, 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 right? I've done like 65,000 episodes. So it's like, I just feel like there's this whole conspiracy theory. But then when you take a step back and you're looking into it, you're just like, actually, not everything is about you, Cheryl.
Yeah. 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 No, exactly. I mean, I know. And that's exactly it. Like, I'm like, some people think that, you know, the world revolves around them, and other people just want to work together as a team to make a great show.
Yeah.
And that's really it. So,
I'm so happy that you're a part of the actual cast. Cause honestly, I don't know if I'd watch it if you weren't a part of it. I love you. I root for you. And I want to know, is Kristen Cavallari, so she's coming on as a, what is this? Like a special guest or?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think it's more of like a guest appearance. But we do end up all hanging out and we have fun with her. She's such a good human being. I really love her. I think she's just fun.
She did Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. You would love, I was going to say like your personality and all of us would go out and just laugh.
Audrina did Dancing with the Stars as well. Oh my God. You're going to do Dancing with the Stars. Did they ask you yet?
They have not. But I would totally do it.
You need to say that you request me. It'll be the first girl on girl couple.
Yes. Can that happen, actually? Is America not ready for
that? I'm leading.
Yeah, obviously. You always lead in everything we do, actually.
That's right.
Wait, remember when we went salsa dancing and I was like terrified because you and all your crazy dancer friends bring me to a salsa night.
And then like Jennifer Lopez shows up. And
they're like whipping around me. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do right now? And I was like,
no, you were so cute. It was Leah Remini was like there setting that whole thing up. And she just right after we were like, we wrapped whatever, she was like, I love Caroline so much. She doesn't even like, she doesn't care that she's never really danced before, but she just went out there and was like, she hates it when people just sit and just like talk about people. She wants people to get up and dance, like to the point where I'm a sweaty mess. Like it's quite disgusting, but we had so much fun. It was at, what's it called? At L, I don't freaking know.
I can't remember. But whatever, okay. It was so much fun.
Whatever. Yeah. So what's next? Like, what else are you doing? Because I know I just saw you on Forbes.com. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's the first time I ever Googled you. It's so weird. That was really weird.
It's so weird. Googling me is very weird.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah. I'm just so glad that my current boyfriend doesn't Google.
Who's your current boyfriend?
Yeah. He's, I think he
is
made
he
him.
Is the one that dropped off that stuff at my house?
No. Okay. That was one of our people, our like employees. Oh, yeah, no.
Got it.
I don't know. Maybe was he really hot?
You said it's my boyfriend that's gonna go drop off.
Oh, then maybe it was him.
So I don't know. Tell me more.
So okay, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he kind of starts to appear towards the end of The Hills, I think. It's not on the cutting room floor. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But he's amazing and he has a similar kind of like outlook on life like I do. And
what does he do?
He was a professional soccer player since, you know, he was a little kid in Scotland. And he debuted at 14 and, you know, so he had already had such a massive career, like was born into a career. And then he came out here and he started acting and doing some other things. Yeah. After he was done with soccer. So
how long have you guys dated?
It's very new. Very new.
Oh, really? Yeah. How new?
New.
You don't have to give me a timeline. You can just text me later.
Okay. I'll text you. It's very new. It's very new, but I'm very happy and it's fun. So, you know.
Yeah. And how's it like adjusting with Isabella? Like, has she met anyone that you've ever dated or like, are you serious?
I'm pretty kind of honest with her. For a six-year-old, she's pretty...
I can't believe she's six.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's nuts. It's really nuts. And, you know, I have a lot of single mom friends and they're like, listen, and I had this debate. I'm like, do you date? What do you do? And they're like, listen, sometimes you're home with your kid every night. Like, how are you going to date anybody if they don't come over and meet your kid? You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
You have to obviously not just anybody, but you know, like when you're a single mom, I know a lot of women can relate out there. You kind of have to like meet a guy that's down to like hang with the kids because, right, you know, they're out if not.
I know that you're really good friends with Sean Stewart, and I have to say, God bless his heart, but he was so freaking nervous. I could tell like when he was, his hands were like a little shaky, and I was like, oh wait, hasn't he done reality before?
He has. He had a show with his family, the Stewarts, I think it was called, on E, and then he had done some other show with like some other famous children of at some point. But yeah, he has. I think he was nervous.
So is he friends with like the whole crew too? Like, is that how you guys?
He's actually really good friends with Heidi and Spencer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I think that's how he ended up coming into and meeting Audrina and all of that.
So that was real then. So that was like a real, like, you need to meet my friend Sean. And then when you heard about that, because you guys are like family basically, right?
Yeah, we're like really close. We're like more, we have a more like a brotherly sisterly relationship. I'm really good friends with his older sister, Kimberly. And yeah, so he was always kind of that, you know, brotherly type around. I love Sean. He is so sweet, but I kind of knew that that wasn't maybe going to be the best connection. But you know, Audrina's also a single mom trying to date and navigate that. It's really hard, and it's kind of hard to date guys that don't have kids, to be honest.
Right. No, right. And are you guys close, you and Audrina? Because you guys did a movie together or something, right?
I love Audrina. She is a really good human being.
She's so sweet.
So sweet, but she's also just genuine. She's not fake sweet. You know what I mean? Like, she's a really good person. Our daughters are similar in age, and we have, you know, we went to this like LOL fashion show with the kids, you know, before COVID. And yeah, we did that movie together where we played sisters, and we actually me, her and Caitlin just hung out at her house a couple nights ago, and she's a really awesome human being. Yeah. She's definitely
so
on
have
my,
you guys, are you still filming or no?
You know, sometimes they just have you, you know, we're done now. We're done.
You're
but
done.
We were,
but did you film before COVID and then film again during I'm so
That's
confused.
What was so crazy and complicated, and all of our lives changed so much after COVID. So yeah, we filmed before COVID, and none of that is being used. You know what I mean?
Oh
really?
My gosh, none of it.
Yeah, not really. I mean, there's a couple actually on last night's on last week's this last episode, there was a flashback to my dad and his wife berating me about my divorce. That was from then. They're flashing back to some of those times to fill out stories, but we did.
And how hard was that during, cause like we did a season during COVID and we had like COVID officers up our ass, like we were tested. We had to shove up our own like Q-tip up our nose. And then like, if you had a false positive, like the whole thing had to shut down. Like one person, I think from wardrobe got COVID, and that was the day everyone had fittings. And so like, it was just extra anxiety. And I just realized how much now that everything's opening back up and everything's going back to normal, I have such bad social anxiety. I swear that's why I used to drink so much when I would go out. You know, it's really bad.
Yeah. You realize, I was wondering a little bit about that with you, to be honest, because I did feel like a different change of energy with you. And I was wondering like
in what sense?
In more so the sense that like, I mean, come on, you used to be very like,
outgoing, ready to go.
And then you did become very like introverted and kind of like, you know, you actually wrote to me one day. I was like, when are we going to hang out? And you're like, well, let me like, I don't remember what it was specifically. Let me wrap my head around this in a way. It was kind of like that.
I'm an addict, right? So like for me, an alcoholic. And so it's hard for me to go out. I just realized this recently, actually. And it was scary because it was Leah Remini's birthday. She had a big party and a lot of people were drinking. And a lot of people were asking me, like, why aren't you drinking? Or why can't you just have one? And it's just like, it's triggering. And like with big social events like that, it makes me honestly think about drinking. And once I go there, I'm scared that I'll just fall deep into this like rabbit hole. And so like, I just knew for me and my mental state, it was the healthiest to kind of not surround myself with places that may tempt me to want to drink, because it's not just one for me.
And I was just thinking that I might represent that for you, because you and I partied together so
totally.
Much, but I'll tell you, I have other friends that I had that with who are sober now as well. And we've all kind of like sobered up our lives a bit. And I'm definitely, it's definitely a struggle for me as well. And I will absolutely go out dancing with you sober any night of the week.
I definitely need some more friends. Thank you. That means so much to me, Caroline, because it's not a lot of people. My whole life has changed as far as like friendships, right? Like, so like I had clearly I only knew my party friends and like, but then once I stopped drinking, it was like, I'm honestly, you'd be shocked if I name names right now, like with who I don't even talk to, but not because we hate each other, just because like we've lost touch, just because like I don't do that. Not like it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I can't do it because I can't just have one.
Yeah. And you know what? That's my exact problem too. I cannot just have one. And it leads me to, I have this mentality that my therapist called the fuck it mentality. And I have one and then I'm like,
go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home. And then I just like, I do this fuck it thing where I'm just like,
Caroline, we used to drink like fish.
And
nothing. And like we were functioning drunk. So that's scary.
Really scary.
Because like it actually made me feel like, you know what? I'm a better person. I can talk. I can face my fears when I'm a little bit faced. Yep. Excuse my language. But then at the end of the day, I'm like, it just stopped working. I was like, you know, and I just had to pee. And then my dad died. And I was just like, wait a second. I could either like start to really fall and crash and burn and check myself into rehab or not.
Yeah.
And I just quit cold turkey because it's just like, that was like really, I didn't know where I was going to go with it, you know? But
yeah, I completely can relate. And I totally understand where you're coming from. And I have definitely struggled with it. Like I'm the kind of alcoholic that I will go, days without drinking just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I have family members that are so bad with alcoholism that they would wait at the liquor store to open in the morning. Right. So that's a very different type of alcoholic. And when you go to AA meetings, you see, I used to feel guilty that I would be at an AA meeting because these people were talking about literally like being on the streets looking for crack and this and that, like really that's taking it to a level where I was
mentality.
Where I was so functioning and I can go days without it. My problem is that when I do drink, I often, those are the nights that I regret my behavior. And I was sick of I'm sick of waking up.
No, I hear you.
And piecing together a night where something bad happened, knowing I may have even been in the right, but I now don't have the
right.
Or
having people have to explain to you, like, do you remember? Like, that's the worst thing in the world.
The worst. And I'm truly going down a very different path right now. So
I'm so proud of you. And please,
thank you.
Like, just like sometimes I just don't want, it's nothing to do with like anybody other than myself. Like I know how much I can handle. And if I'm like in my personal life, if I'm very like sensitive or if I'm feeling easily triggered, it's like, why put myself in like situations where I'm easily going to probably do it again, you know?
And
be honest, I've been feeling like drinking a lot lately and I'm just like, I need to get my head straight. And it's just been a lot, you know, and thank you for saying that. That means so much to me because I could definitely use another friend. So,
yeah, no, you have me and I need more friends like in the same boat, to be honest. And I have like three right now that you should meet too, because we all are similar that where we were all kind of that wild fun
up,
party
girl.
And everybody expects that of you when you go out. You know what I mean? Like I actually canceled my birthday party. I had a birthday party and did I not invite you?
No, but that's fine. That's totally fine.
I was
I didn't even know. I forgot it was your birthday. I just said happy belated.
No, I know. It was a small thing. It was going to be a small thing by the pool here at the Villa Carlotta. And I did one last year and it was like a rager, you know? So I was going to do it. And then the morning of, I was like, I canceled it. And my manager and everybody called me. They're like, Caroline DeMore canceling a party? Like something's wrong. And then immediately I got questions there. Are you pregnant? Are you okay? Like all this stuff. And I was like, no, I have a really important meeting tomorrow morning. And I'm now the CEO of this company. And like, it's either make or break. Like I cannot fuck up anymore.
And I don't know where we got the stamina from, but man, I would go drinking. It was like my job. I was like Allison Melnick too.
Well, I know where we got the stamina from.
So, yeah. And I also, by the way, was able to sweat it out in dance rehearsal because I'd go straight from God knows where, like sweaty shower, and then just danced it off. And I was like, I'm ready. Let's party again, Caroline. I'll see you at Soho.
I did not know how you did it. I mean, the fact that we would be up all night and then you'd go straight to dance your ass off was wow.
I think that's energy. The reason why, because I sweat it all out.
Yeah. You sweat it out. It's true. Like anytime I've been hungover and I've gone for a hike or whatever, it's like hell. Mm-hmm. And then by the end, I do feel a lot better.
Yeah. But, and then the next day is the one that really hurts. And you're just like, let's just drink again.
Yeah. By four, I'm miserable in the morning. Right. And I hate myself. 4 o'clock rolls around. Here's the drink. Let's have another fun night. And, you know, it literally is like a routine. Yep. Hair of the dog keeps you going.
I love you. And I love you. And I'm so proud of you. And, you know, I always root for you. And I hope to see you more in these upcoming episodes. Where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Caroline DeMore and my company at Pizza Girl Official.
Yay. I love you. Please send me more sauce.
I love you so much.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye, baby.
Bye. All right, guys. So that's it. It was so good to catch up with my girl, Caroline DeMore. But let's take a break and come back, though, because we've got our second guest from Siesta Key, Camilla. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You look very pretty today.
Oh, thank you.
And your cute little top. I love it. We're going to just get right and down and dirty, okay? Are you ready for this? Is there anything that you don't want me to ask?
Oh, no, go ahead. Everything's out there.
Because you know I'm going to ask regardless.
There's nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is your current status right now? Are you single or?
I'm single.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you happily single?
Yeah, I'm actually very happy single. I'm just focusing on me and, you know, men are too much drama. So I'm just.
Right.
Trying to stay, you know, single. That's really what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. And speaking of men with drama, so Brandon clearly is fits that, I guess, definition, right? Of a man with lots of drama. What is going on with you guys? Is he trying to like win you back? Is he wanting the best of both worlds? What's going on?
I mean, so what I can say is, you know, he's definitely still like reaching out and we're kind of like, you know, like I answer him, we talk a little bit, but I don't know. We're kind of just like still like trying to figure things out. And it's just a big question mark on there still, honestly, between us.
What does that mean? Like still, are you guys friends? Like, are you ready for that? Or is it best just to like not interact, I guess?
I mean, I guess you guys will have to see. You guys will have to see.
Good little teaser.
It's a little teaser. Yeah. I mean, I can't give too much, but we're definitely still, you know, he's reaching out and I am like entertaining it a little bit, but who knows?
And how long were you guys together? Like, is there a lot of history? There must be a lot of history, right?
Yeah. So we were together for like 2 years.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from Italy, but I moved
here. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. When I was 12.
Do you speak Italian?
Yeah. It's my first language.
That's amazing. My husband's Italian, so he can't
really
speak it. But yeah, I love Italians. You stumped me. I'll get back to you on that.
I
don't even know where my husband's from. I barely know his last name, but his last name's Mignona.
Oh,
it's his real last name. But he's known as Matthew Lawrence, but his real last name is Matthew Mignona, and everyone pronounces it Mignogna. Because of
Mignona.
The G's, you know?
Yeah. Very Italian. I like that.
Totally. Okay. So what made you want to be a part of Siesta Key? Like, are you someone who has been on television prior to this, or is this something that just fell into your lap?
If I have to be honest, so when I first started seeing Brandon, he was on the TV show and whatnot, and I really didn't want to do that because I was like, I'm not that type of girl. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel comfortable to do it. And then eventually I was like, okay. And we started filming together and I was like, you know what? I want my boyfriend and me to be like as a team on the show, you know, not just him doing it. So I started doing it. And then, it just became, you know, something I did with him. That's why this season was so different for me. Cause it was like me by myself going on the show and like showing who I am as a person before I was like, you know, like I was the yeah. crazy jealous girlfriend because he was, you know, obviously not faithful. So,
right. So you were crazy and jealous for a good reason. Cause exactly. I mean, it's not like you were actually, you're, by the way, you're not crazy. And obviously we as women have an intuition that like you can't necessarily explain, but you just know when something's off.
No, exactly. And I, you know, I always did. And I always, I don't know, I try to change him and whatnot. And, you know, I maybe
you can't like, change anybody, my love.
Can't change anyone. Exactly. And that's yeah. why I was like, this season was so important for me to just get my story mm-hmm. out there and show who I am as a person compared to his girlfriend, you know?
So who are you as a person?
Who am I as a person?
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen it, the show. I'm very, you know, I went through a lot last year and I felt like mm-hmm. sharing it with the world. Cause I was
that's
like,
amazing.
I wanted women to feel like, you know, yes. what happened to me is something that no one talks about. It's something that I feel like, you know, I felt ashamed. I felt like embarrassed. I was so scared to even talk to anyone about it. And I talked to the producers and I told them I want to put this out there. So, and honestly, I'm so happy at like all these DMs I got, all these women going through the mm-hmm. same thing. And they're just like, wow, I don't feel alone now because you put yourself in such a vulnerable situation and like
totally.
Put it out there, you know?
So for those, I know what happened, but for those of you, the listeners that are just tuning in and may not know, can you please explain if you don't mind?
Yeah. So last year in February, I got pregnant and I went to get like an ultrasound and they told me they couldn't see anything in my uterus. So they assumed it was like, you know, a miscarriage or something. And it turned out to be an ectopic pregnancy. So I had to get rushed to the emergency room. And this was during COVID.
What is that?
So it's when the egg goes, you know how it goes through your fallopian tube to implant mm-hmm. in the uterus? Mine got stuck in my fallopian tube.
Oh my gosh.
So it was actually like, it was like starting to burst. And when I went to the emergency room, yeah, they were like, I could have bled out to death, literally. So it was like serious. Like I went in there and I had no idea what was happening. And they're like telling me, listen, this is what's happening. And I'm like, what? And I'm freaking out. I was in the hospital by myself. They wouldn't let Brandon in because like COVID, you know? And it was just the worst experience of my life. I was by myself. I had to have emergency surgery. I didn't know what was happening. Like I've never heard of ectopic pregnancy till that day. So it was just very traumatic.
So you were planning on having the baby?
I mean, you know, I didn't even get the chance to think. And obviously I was going to, you know, like, but it's like, I didn't even have a chance to think anything. Cause I was so rushed, like, you know, emergency surgery. I'm like, what?
So how many months pregnant were you then? Or weeks? Sorry.
Weeks. I was like 6 weeks.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. So you're not even like, you're just like, yeah. Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
That's crazy. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, it was crazy. I just was like, I really want to make people and women just feel like it's okay and it happens and you're not alone. Cause I felt so alone. I just felt like for months I was depressed. Like, and Brandon was really there for me. Like we really, like after that, we got so close because it was like just such a traumatic experience for a couple and, you know, in general. And then obviously he had a baby on the way, which is even crazier
that's
for me.
So crazy.
Like I couldn't have your kid, but some girl that you slept with twice, like could have your kid, which is like insane for me, your girlfriend, you know? So it really like hurt me a lot.
And you must have been going through so many emotions, right? Like a roller coaster of emotions. Like you wanted him there, but then at the same time, you wanted to probably kill him at the same time. And it's like, yeah. How did you find out about that other pregnancy? Did he tell you?
Yeah. So actually he told me, he's like, I'm going to LA to record. Cause he, you know, he's a artist musician. So he was doing that. And I was actually laying by my pool and my phone was charging and I go to grab my phone and I'm like, there's like 6 missed calls. And I'm like, this is not like Brandon. Brandon only calls once. He's not like, you know, like a double caller or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, something's up. And I was already like scared to call back because I was like, what do you do now? Like, I was like, what is it? So I just called him and he told me, he's like, listen, this has been the hardest thing for me to like have to tell you. He was like, so like, you know, couldn't even speak on the phone. And I'm like, what is it? Tell me. And he's like, so like I hooked up with this girl and she has my kid. And as soon as he said that, I literally just like dropped my phone and like got on the ground and I just started having a panic attack. Literally, I was like, what? Like, this is the last thing I ever thought I would ever hear.
And this is what, when you were pregnant?
Yeah. And this was after I kind of was in a better place from it. Cause it was a few months after he told me in like June, July, like right before the reunion, literally. So oh it was gosh. Like, I was healed
that
from that.
That is so crazy. My heart just dropped to my stomach.
Yeah. It was horrible, honestly.
And so you didn't even know he was cheating on you necessarily, right? Or did you have a feeling?
I mean, I had a feeling, but it wasn't any proof.
Yeah.
And the benefit of the doubt type of thing.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Don't lose that. Whatever you do, don't lose that. Because I'm definitely not like that.
Right?
It's really hard for me to see the glass half full instead of, you know, half empty. I tend to go like, you know, I've got issues too, girl. But this is not about me. So would you say that like in the show, is your portrayal accurate as far as like who you truly are as a person?
I mean, definitely. I think definitely, especially this season, you know, last season maybe was more exaggerated of like me being jealous and all that stuff. But this season, you know, it's like I opened up and I put myself in such a vulnerable state.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
People finally see that it's like I'm a real honest person. Like I really am. Yeah. Like
I seem really down to earth.
I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm just like, it is what it is. This is what it is, you know? And it's like, even on the show, you guys see like, it's so hard because it's like, I want to move on. And then when Brandon like hooks up with Jordana, it like, you know, it still hurts me. I have those feelings there. It's like, I want to be able to move on, but I don't want him to move. I don't know. It's just
I get it, girl. I get it. And were you friends with Jordana or?
No. Yeah, I was always friends. Yeah, we were friends, you know, friends as in we're not closest friends, but we were always like, we're the same group.
Yeah. And there's just rules.
And she like definitely like I told her, I was like, listen, like he's emailing me and he's like doing all this stuff. I'm like, just be careful because I know Brandon and I know like what he did with her. He used her to just like hook up with her and then didn't want anything. And she blocked me on Instagram and she thinks it's what does it have to do with me? That's what I don't get. And I really want to ask her. I'm like, why are you so mad at me? Like, it's not my fault that he doesn't want anything serious. Like,
and mind you, he's going to do it to her too. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's nothing special.
He has a baby mama. He's not over me. He's not going to, he just wants like a, you know, like,
yeah. You know, some people are addicted to like love, that sex and love addict type thing, like where you're addicted to the up and down and that adrenaline rush, you know, and it's hard to shake, but like you first have to acknowledge it and it's just the whole thing. But like, you know, you can't help but think that maybe, you know, Brandon may be addicted to love and sex who knows, you know, but my friend, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I do have one more question for you. So be honest. Okay. So whose swimsuit line do you like more, Juliet or Kelsey?
Wow. That's a good question.
And this is so crazy. Like, for me, it depends on like if they have any seamless swimsuits, but like if not, then I don't know.
So I modeled both the suits and I definitely love both of them. I mean, you know, it's all about the process. I'm like in the process.
You must love one more than the other.
I know.
Come on, girl.
If I had to pick, I mean, probably Juliet's, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
It's just more unique. But I support both of them. Like, it's all about the process. They both put in so much hard work in it. And, you know, I'm starting my own brand too. So I really understand.
Of swimsuits?
No, I'm starting a loungewear, babes.
Oh, hey, smart, so smart. Like, yeah, you want to do something different.
I'm not doing that, but I'm like, I understand how hard it is. So I don't want to be like picking a side, but if I had to, you know, if you put me on the spot, probably.
I mean, it wouldn't actually be anything about them. It's more about like the product itself and the quality. Yeah. You know, everyone has their preference, so it shouldn't offend anybody.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to get your loungewear. I can't wait. I love loungewear. Yes, this is like the one thing I miss about quarantine is that like we didn't have to dress up. So
I love loungewear. So I'm like, you know what? I want everyone to be comfortable and like, you know, just everyone loves sweatpants and a shirt. It's
and still be able to go out and look cute, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Where can people find you, Camilla?
My Instagram is CamillaCatanio_.
Okay. How do you spell that? Just so that people know your last name.
CamillaCatanio_. Catania. Italian.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, my friend, and take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. So that's a wrap right here. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks to iHeart. And yeah, make sure you guys listen in to our podcast, Pretty Messed Up, with my co-hosts, AJ and Renee, every single Mondays. Okay. See you guys there. Bye.
Subscribe to Wellscast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. It's the internet.